All right, so we're back, and I think we shared pretty much everything I wanted to share about what I use to cook here in the van life.
Yeah, we're really simple and streamlined down.
Right, and how we've gotten to this point. A little bit of trial and error here and there, whatever, but I think it seems to work really good.
Yeah.
And then I was going to ask Brother James if he might explain why we chose not to do solar and batteries and all that
stuff.
Yeah,
when it comes to power for your van, you got like three main choices. Shore power, which means you're in a campground and you plug in. That's expensive and very rare in van life. We avoid that.
Yeah, we don't.
Then you've got generator power. We showed you that.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got something that people like to go to is solar power. Now, solar power is okay. You got to be in a climate where you get lots of sun a lot of the year. Otherwise, it's not a good investment. Solar is very, very, very expensive. We're talking thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. Could be $5,000, $7,000 to set up a solar system for your van home charge and run off of batteries. And then you could cook off of those batteries. You can. They'll make enough power.
You need a lot of batteries.
You need a lot of batteries. A lot of weight.
A lot of space.
A lot of space. And so solar is okay, but it's expensive, and we just opted out. Now, solar to charge up a few small batteries, I think would be a better. Small solar, I think, makes better sense in van life than big solar like you would put in a house where you got all these panels on the roof and stuff. But that's the way we went. That's why we went away from solar is, again, here's my mantra that I always say. We need gas for our van anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going anywhere without gas in your van.
Right.
A gallon or so in my generator is no big deal. I don't see why I can't use that generator. I don't have an electric vehicle. I have a gas powered vehicle. So we avoided solar. I don't think it's very practical for the small van dwelling life, simple van dwelling life, frugal van dwelling life. That's why we went with the generators. Now, when it comes to generator size, you'll have to talk to your husband. How big a generator is going to run your household? The small ones like we showed you, 2,000 watts, then you're going to have to get appliances small enough that'll run on it. If he says, oh, we're going to have a big full-blown air conditioner and we're going to have all this stuff, I'm getting a big generator. Well, now you got more options. You could probably go with a bigger fry pan and things like that, but we opted to stay small. We don't run a full-time air conditioner in our van, so we like small, we like simple.
Right, and as you said that, with the big generator, there are some of those out there who have a big generator. Well, we're in the parking lot, so we're by people who live in a car, a little tiny car, all the way up to the big
$1 million motorhomes.
Yeah.
And the bigger generators are twice the size, twice the cost, twice the gas usage.
Right. And definitely.
They really drink the gas, the bigger ones.
Oh, yeah. Right. And then I kind of wanted to throw this in there, you know, if somebody's going to have a big generator, they're going to run a big air conditioner and stuff, they might end up maybe thinking they need a refrigerator.
Yep.
And so the refrigerator thing, I'm going to go into that cooler, how to live out of a cooler, but I just want to say on here, since we're talking about it, we have a cooler, and I'm going to tell you some tips on that, how to cook and what to put, you know, how to set that up to save all the coldness the best you can. If a person thinks that they're going to have a refrigerator in the van or RV life or whatever it is you end up living with, a mobile life, you know, a refrigerator is going to need a lot of power on a constant basis, which is why some of the bigger RVs or motorhomes or whatever, they have humongous battery banks.
Battery banks, and then they're running their generators a lot.
Yeah, and then that will keep the refrigerator cool at night, but then they got to run the batteries or the generator a whole lot to heat to load up the batteries and stuff.
Yep, charge up the batteries.
I don't know. It's all complicated to me.
We
like the simple
We really
life.
Chose the simple, frugal, easy way. We don't run our generator much, and we have options. We can run our generator to cook. We have propane to cook in emergency. I can make a wood fire to cook. I'm a little cooker, so I like having options in case we ever need them, but we showed you what Sister Amon uses most of the time.
Right, and while we're talking about this, we do have one battery that we use, for our lights.
Yes, we have one 12-volt battery in the back that runs our lights, mainly runs our lights. We have another 12-volt battery that's in a cabinet in the housing here with us, and it mainly charges battery packs for us.
Yeah, and those, when we're running the generator, they're always being
charged.
So they're always, full.
Yeah.
Because our little tiny LED lights, they're very bright. Brother James has, I think you got tutorials on them, you're on the Van Dweller page or whatever for men as they're outfitting
the
women,
LED
whoever's
lights.
Doing it.
Yeah, they're great. They're great to have.
So that's about the only battery power we have, and I can charge a couple rechargeable, my little rechargeable blender. I can charge it off of that.
Right.
And
we run our generator so little, and we're getting so much use out of it. We like that. We're charging everything up, charging all our batteries, running our fans when we need them, charging our fan batteries, charging up our backup media batteries, charging up our chromes when we need it. Everything's being charged while she's cooking.
Yeah, it's kind of quite an ordeal that I love it because it's like harvesting all the power I can get from it. So when I go to cook and cook for a couple days or whatever, like I said, I'll cook in a couple pots and get a lot done. I'll get the Chromebooks out, get those charged, and plug everything in, make sure everything's all topped off, and it's a very satisfying feeling. It's kind of like going out in the garden, harvesting things, and you get it all put away, right, you know? It's like simple
And it just comes down, van life comes down to organizing, planning, managing, and we think simple and frugal is best because if you're frugal, it'll keep you on the road longer using the Lord's money. You don't have to be asking people for help. And also, if you do it simple, you're going to enjoy your van life more because you're going to have freedom to live your life for Christ, to live your lives with each other. If you have children, looking after your children, training them up in the ways of the Lord. Quick story. People go out to do this life and they buy $30,000 big camper trailers with regular refrigerators and propane stoves and furnaces and slide outs.
Of people,
And I warn people about going complicated and they go, no, we're going to get all that. They get all that. This breaks. That breaks. This doesn't work. And then they have all this frustration.
Yeah.
Many people leave the van life. You know why? Because they complicated it. If they would have went in it and kept it simple, I think they would have maybe stayed in it and liked it better.
Yeah, and it's a major flesh killer, which is
that
good.
Is.
Especially as a Titus too, you know, having all the garden and everything I did with the wood stove and cooking.
Yeah,
and
we had a whole homestead off grid and
yeah, I had to shed a lot and I'm not complaining. I'm thankful for it all. But I will just warn your sisters, you know, if you go into this life, it is a lot of flesh killing, but it's good because if we're joyous and thankful and everything and we're content, you know, it's just one of those things, a reasonable service. You find a way to make things work. And sometimes you learn how to do things that you never thought you could do or in ways that you never thought.
And you find shortcuts in simple ways.
Yeah, and it's like, hey, it kind of stretches your mind like, hey, why was I always doing things this way when you don't really need to even be doing it? You know, some of the mannerisms and mindsets that we've been taught.
Yeah, we encounter people all the time. And they're like, you can live in a van. And we're like, yeah, we have been for years. And they go, you don't have to have a house and a mortgage. You're like, no, you could buy a van and you would pay it less, buy a van that would cost you less than a year's mortgage payments and live in it for free on the road virtually other than your gas. And they're like, I never thought you could do that. It opens up people's minds.
It does. And you know what else? I know this is kind of off topic or whatever, but since we're just talking, you know, being van dwellers and stuff, it opens up doors for conversations for people driving by.
Oh, yeah.
And here you go. It's another one when I get to witness and say we get to travel all over. And
they're always curious about our lifestyle.
Yeah, and we do get people who ask us, how do you do this or that in the van life? So I thought I would do that. So
you're going to show them how you cut corners on, like, washing dishes, washing clothes. You're going to do
I would like to do individual segments on that. So then we can talk about that, and I can go expand in that and not try to hurry up and get it done.
Yeah, exactly.
So we can just kind of share whatever comes. So
that's awesome.
I'm trying to think. Was there...
No, I think that's it. I would recommend small generator, just some batteries that charge up on your generator. I wouldn't recommend a lot of solar and go simple, simple, simple.
Yeah, yeah. And I guess, sisters, if anybody has any questions of maybe something that I missed, I'd be happy to add something to the post or do something.
And let me add some monetary to this. Our entire cooking setup, battery setup, generator setup, everything set up is probably well under $1,000.
Oh, yeah.
And we have two generators. There's one's just a backup. So we're probably at $1,000, $1,200 total. If you go to solar, you're talking $5,000, $6,000, $7,000. You go to a bigger generator, you're talking several thousand. So our whole setup is real close to about $1,000 streamlined.
And don't we laugh at the gas when we go to the gas pump?
Yeah, we fill up the gas pump and we fill up our generator. It's like 90, even gas prices at $3 and $4 a gallon, 97 cents.
Yeah, hey, right. And I think I need to do a sister's post on this. I have an app on my phone that helps save us money
at
the gas pumps too. Yeah, and I can redeem for grocery gift cards. So.
Yeah.
I think that's it, pretty much.
I think that's it.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a good post.
Hopefully that was encouraging and edifying to you. And if there's any other questions, I'm just going to keep going through some topics here and thinking about what comes up.
And one last thought. The reason we're doing this, we're helping a couple that we know are born-again saints that we're united to. They're going into van life. And I told them, I said, well, we're doing it for you. And I'm sharing a lot of stuff, too. And I said, it's also going to be for anybody coming up behind. Because there'll be people coming up behind them that go, how'd you do that? And we'll have this record for them. Just like they have small children. And I encouraged him to do post on his website about raising children. He's like, well, we're just kind of learning how to do that. And I said, you're going to make the
That's
way
awesome.
For people that come up behind you. And he's like, I never thought of that. So
right.
We're always trying to encourage everybody today, glorifying God, and then thinking of the people coming up behind us. Kind of like the saints that went before us and stood in the faith, preached the faith, taught the faith. We're coming up behind them now. We all benefit because of their witness.
Right. And as we learn, we share.
Oh, yeah.
And then maybe if something's a little bit different in the future, what we shared in our life here or whatever, then yep. we just go and we kind of expound on that
Amen.
Then. Yeah.
Amen. Good stuff, yeah, Sister Raman.
Praise God. I think I'm going to let it go here, sisters, and I'm going to put this all in a post, maybe some extra pictures and stuff to show you what the propane cookers were like, and if I have any other notes that maybe I forgot, I'll put
I can't
there.
Wait for more editions of this, and I'm going to put your link on my Van Dueller tip page to send them into the Titus 2
for like
cooking,
Titus 2,
washing,
yeah.
all that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Okay. Love you, sisters.
Have a good day. God be praised.
Amen.